Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And our Lieutenant Governor, Kathy Hochul, joins us. Good morning, Lieutenant Governor. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back on. I always enjoy our conversations.
Oh, we so appreciate you popping in. We really look forward to this each and every week. So we are beginning to embrace phase one, and it means a little something different for everyone. What do you think is the best advice as we all start to think about revamping our new normal?
Well, this is an exciting development. You know, even from the last time we spoke last week, we weren't sure that the Finger Lakes region, Rochester, and this part of Western New York would achieve the metrics necessary to enter this phase, and they have. They've done a great job in terms of managing the hospitalization rates and making sure we have contact traces and tests. So all that is good. And Bob Duffy has agreed to be an advisor to our administration on making sure that those numbers hold over the next few weeks to go into the next phase. But for the average person, if you're working in construction or need some construction done, manufacturing, wholesale trade, but also what is interesting is retail. And this creates an opportunity for businesses to reimagine how they interact with the public. If you have, for example, the ability to take pictures of your merchandise and put it online and let people purchase it online, but you drop it off at the curb when they pull up, you can start some semblance of normal if you have a little retail shop. And that's a positive step in the right direction. Other industries like agriculture, fishing, you know, those are able to be activated on Friday as well as all landscaping and gardening. So, but what we have to closely watch is how the region handles this two-week period. The numbers stay under control, and people continue the social distancing. Now, this is so important. Everybody here is phase one. I guess we're back to normal. We don't need the mask. We can all hug everybody. No. That'll set you back, and there'll have to be a pause again. And this is something that the regional control room will be monitoring. We all want to get to phase two, and then phase three after that is more of the general retail that's been, you know, there'll be more guidance on all this coming out. But I'll tell you, it's a very, very positive step for the region.
Good. Kathy Hochul, our Lieutenant Governor. You know, we've heard that if you don't watch the governor every day with his daily update, he has used terms like, as you said, control room and circuit breakers. Can you break that down, what that means precisely?
Yes, monitoring. We've identified the leaders of each of the counties as part of the region. Now, these are the regions that were set up as our economic development council. So they are accustomed to working together, the neighboring counties to Monroe County, the nine counties of that region. So the leaders of those counties, whether it's a county executive or a county administrator, are part of this. Also, representation from the business community, certainly Bob Duffy fills that role, as well as other leaders who are, you know, representing, you know, labor are involved. Danny Wegman's involved in this. So what they'll be doing is watching the numbers. I'm going to tell all your listeners where to watch the numbers. Go to forward.ny.gov. And you'll see a regional chart that shows how all the parts of the state are performing. And the happy sight you'll see is that the Finger Lakes region, which includes Monroe County, has all green check marks right now. But if at any point those numbers flip to red, meaning that the hospitalization rate has gone up, the rate of infection is too high, the rate of death starts going up, then this regional group, charged with overseeing this, will analyze the numbers in communication with our administration and determine whether or not there has to be a pause in order to get those numbers back where they need to be. So this is a way to have an early warning system to identify areas where there's concern and make sure we have the opportunity to fix them, because the last thing anybody wants is to say, okay, we're starting to reopen, we're about to hit this next phase, and then we start backsliding, and that'll just be demoralizing for the businesses, for the community, and everyone has the ability to stop that from happening if they keep the social distancing during these different phases between between these pauses.
That site again, forward.ny.gov, right?
Yes, and you can watch what's happening in your region in real time. The numbers are right there.
I like that.
That's awesome. Well, that's a huge tool. That's awesome. That's something I'm going to be checking in on. I'm one of these, I don't know what you would call me. I've got a little account with local with Monroe County where I check in every day and I give them my temperature and I give them my, if I've had any symptoms and things like that. And I think these are two related things, because what they're doing is looking for hotspots or the next sort of influx. And it takes like 2 seconds to do that. So that's another site I'm going to check on every day.
Yes. People need knowledge, and power is knowledge, and knowledge is power. So this is something that you would never expect. I mean, people would never knew that there'd be such transparency. But the governor has really set a new standard for communicating with the public. And now people are going to expect, as soon as your government knows something, that you'll share it. We've done that since day one in the state of New York. And as you mentioned, the governor gives the press conferences. I have been out across the state doing closing in on over 200 interviews from Long Island up to Plattsburgh. And the reason is I want to make sure that the public is fully engaged in this. This is not something that government can impose and say, everyone must do this, follow us no matter what. We have to explain why we're doing what we do. That's how you build the trust of your constituents, and they believe that you're looking out for their best interests. And because they have believed in us, they are now adhering to this. And that is the one reason why the numbers did not go exponentially higher as we saw happening in New York City, because people listened. And they need to continue listening and adhering to this, not just now, but truly through the summer, to make sure that we're prepared for possible an onslaught of this virus coming back again then. And we hope that doesn't happen, but we'll be in a much better place if it does.
Kathy Hochul, Lieutenant Governor, I know that phase one is just a little bit of a tiptoe into the new reality, but everybody is wondering, when can I get a haircut? When can I go to the beauty salon? Can I have my hairdresser come to my house? Can you address those?
I get texts even late at night from people saying, can I get my hair done? Or maybe I should just learn how to do it. I don't know. And I understand. These are deeply human needs. We want to feel our best, and we have to understand there is no social distancing when you're cutting someone's hair or doing their nails or giving a massage. As important as these are, we're just asking people to be a little more patient as we see how this first crack in the wall here, this little reopening goes as we start introducing people into the economy and into the workplace. If the numbers hold, there can be conversations about whether that fits into phase two or three, and arguments can be made either way, and that'll be all developed, and we'll give out guidance as soon as we're able to. But I can say I hear everybody loud and clear on that.
Okay. Purely selfishly, Kathy, I'm going to ask a favor of you. The next time you are at a press conference down towards New York City and there's a reporter from the New York Post, will you do me a favor, please?
Yes.
Will you tell them, in response to their headline this past week, that no, grim and depressing has no room for them to move to Rochester. We have enough people, and we play by the rules. Thank you very much.
Yeah. I'll convey that. I was like, come on, leave Rochester alone. I love, people don't know what they're missing. I mean, our state has such unique regions, and certainly everyone lives where they live because they love that part of the state. So we all have different interests, but there's such a high quality of life in the Rochester area, and the attractions and the history that's there, the Women's History Trail and Frederick Douglass, Susan B. Anthony. I mean, there's extraordinary stories here. So I'm happy to be an ambassador to every corner of the state, and I encourage upstaters to visit New York City as well. I mean, we're one state, and we are so diverse and so unique. That's what I love about my job, is the ability to visit people in every corner of the state and understand how they live and why they're so proud of their region. And I will continue to defend Rochester to anybody I see if they challenge that.
You go get them. Go get them.
Kathy,
I'll get them.
Before we let you go, next time, this is partly in jest, part truth. Next time we have a hand sanitizer that we are making as a state, can I be in on the smell? Like, so the essential oils that... Come on, Kathy Hochul. Have you smelled this New York State hand sanitizer?
Okay. I think I can one-up you on that. I was given one from a distilling company, and it smells like all I do is drink all day. I really don't have a drinking problem. This is not me. It's made out of alcohol. They were trying to be helpful and use their alcohol and their distillery, and a lot of companies stepped up and helped. And I have my little bottles of named after a local distilling company,
sure.
But I'm with you on the smell.
But
I'm kind of a citrus
one.
Place. Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, yeah.
But it's doing its job, so for that we're thankful.
I'm going to put you in charge of that next time.
Thank you, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul.
All right.
Thank you.
Care, everyone. Bye-bye. Have a great day. Bye.
You too.
This is Dave, the studio announcer. We're live and
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.